Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we'll be studying Tehillim, Perek Nun Zion 57. So here we have another Mizmor referencing the painful period of David's life when he was on the run from Shaul and his close encounter with him in a cave in Ein Gedi. The story itself is recorded in Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf Dalet. Shaul entered a cave, and unbeknownst to him, David and his men were in the same cave. If you've ever done caving, you will have seen that there may be many corridors or tunnels within one cave. So Shaul was alone and had no idea that David was so close to him. David, at the protest of his men, does not take the opportunity to kill Shaul, even though Shaul was alone, completely unaware and unarmed, and he was in hot pursuit of David. Instead, he approaches him stealthily, stealthily, and cuts off a corner of his coat. David confronts Shaul, showing him the piece of his cloak, and what ensues is an emotional exchange between the two of them. David articulates his pain and incredulousness at Shaul's vendetta against him and assures him that he means no harm, for if he did, he could have easily killed him just as he easily cut the corner of his cloak. David refers to Shaul as Adoni Mel HaMelech, my king, as Avi, my father. Shaul was his father-in-law. He assures him that he has no intention to harm him. Ein biadi ra'ah. And Shaul responds in kind and seems to be shaken to the core and shaken out of his ruach ra, the melancholy and paranoia that he had. It's almost as if Shaul is waking up from his stupor. You can imagine him sort of rubbing his eyes, shaking his head as his psyche is brought back to reality. And he says to David, Hakol chazeh b'ni David, vayisa Shaul kolo vayefch. Is that your voice, my son David? And Shaul raised his voice and cried. So this is the backdrop of our current Mizmor. When we hear the words of this perek and all really of David's Mizmorim, we can answer in the affirmative to the question of Hakol chazeh David. Of course it is, since who else can make music out of the challenges of fear and isolation? From David's songs, we get a glimpse into the other side of David, the other David that was not portrayed fully in Sefer Shmuel. We get insight into the deep emotions that churned within him during the events of his life. David's songs and music contributed to the multifaceted personality of David, a pursuer of justice and kindness, an effective ruler, a warrior, a statesman, an advocate. Pasuk Aleph, Lamanatseach, Al Tashches le David Michtam, Bivarcho Mipnei Shaul Bama'ara. To the conductor, Al Tashches, a Michtam, a particular type of song or melody. We've already spoken about a Michtam in our previous perek. To David, when he fled from Shaul in the cave, Al Tashches. The introduction, according to Rashi and others, is a plea from David that he not be destroyed. Tashches, like Lehashchis, to destroy. But there is a double entendre here. Malbim explains that this was David's testimony. Not only did he pray that he should not be destroyed, meaning be killed, al tashches, but that he does not want to become someone who is a destroyer, meaning that he wants to have the willpower to spare Shaul's life. Al tashches, don't destroy me and don't make me into a destroyer. The Malbim points to the incredible gevura, the restraint that David needed to spare Shaul's life. The Malbim says, "V'kavash yitzro v'zeh hayalo l'chavod v'tif eres." He spared his life, and this demonstrates his ability to be kovesh, his yetzer, to exercise restraint, and this to him was a tremendous honor and glory. We continue to Pasuk Beis. David is in danger, and the first thing that he does is pray to Hashem for protection. Chaneni Elokim Chaneni ki becha chasaya nafshi. God grant me favor because in you my soul has taken refuge. The parak continues with David's prayer to Hashem for continued protection from physical harm in Pasuk Gimel. Ekral Elokim Elyon Lakel Gomer Alai. I call out to God on high, to the God who will finish and fulfill his promise to make me king. And protection from emotional harm due to the people maligning him, as he says in Pasuk Dalet 4. Yishlach mishamayim v'yoshi'eni cheref sha'afi sela. Yishlach Elokim chasto v'amito. He will indeed, or please, send from the heavens and save me from those that disgrace me and want to swallow me. Hashem will send mercy and his truth. As an aside, we have seen David multiple times bemoan the false accusations and taunts that have been hurled against him. It pained him. I guess we can ask, did it pain him because he was so misunderstood from a very human perspective? Indeed, he was an outcast from the beginning of his life. Or did it pain him because the taunts were heaped on the Mashiach Hashem, on the one that was an emissary of God, and taunting and cursing David was like taunting Hashem? Or was it a combination of both? The parak continues with David's prayers for salvation, and in Pasuk Ches, there is a transition. We can almost imagine the music changing mood and tempo as David declares his faith in Hashem. Nachon libi Elokim, nachon libi Ashira va'azamera. My heart is steadfast. It is firm, Hashem. Hashem, my heart is firm. I will sing. I will make music. And in Pasuk Tes, he speaks to his soul, which is referred to here as Kavodi. Ura kvodi, ura hanevel v'chinar a'ira shachar. Awake, my soul. Wake up, you harp and you lyre. I will wake the dawn. I am determined and I am firm in my faith in Hashem. But not only that, the Malbim explains, I have come full circle. And now I believe in myself. I see how I exercised restraint and did not kill Shaul and treated him with respect despite the torment that he put me through. This was a monumental test that I passed, and I can sing about it. I can now rouse my soul that I was not sure was even awake. Having gone through so much turmoil and darkness, man can lose his humanity. Man can sink into the depths of despair and callousness. For a victim to not only survive, but to maintain and achieve refinement of character is an incredible achievement. David realizes this about himself and is overcome with intense joy at the thought. Furthermore, his declaration of Ura Kvodi is a brave one. If my soul is in a slumber, I want to wake it up. If I can't play my harp because of the tsaros that I endure, I will compel it to play the music along with me, even in the midst of the challenges, and that music will awaken the dawn of a new day. Ura Kvodi, Ura Hanevo Vichinor, wake up, we must sing. And David speaks to all of us during our collective and personal challenges. Play that music even when we feel we can't. Wake up our souls even if our souls are in a deep slumber, because our optimism is what will bring about light and reprieve from the night of our gullus. A'ira shachar. I am a partner with Hashem in bringing about the dawn of Geula. Ura chvodi, ura hanevel v'chinar, a'ira shachar. These words have almost become synonymous with David himself. Indeed, Rashi, based on the Gemara in Brachos, tells us, ha'ira osi ata hanevel v'chinar hataloi al mitasi, patuach litzad hatzafon. He's commanding the harp to wake me up, you harp and lyre that are suspended over my bed, which is facing the north. V'chevan shemegia chatzos laila, ruach tzfonis menasheves bo, v'david omeid v'osek b'torah. When midnight came, the northern wind would blow on the harp strings that would rouse David, and then David would then be busy with delving into the Torah. In the depths of the night and struggle, the harp strings would be plucked as a result of the wind, creating this heavenly, celestial music, inspiring David's music that was composed in the darkest of times. Ura chvodi, ura hanevel v'chinar, a'ira shachar. David wants to be awakened so that the final dawn of Mashiach will come. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilo and Nishmos, Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.